Sierra Leone, as you know, has 10 registered political parties, and none of them have signed a pledge, a political party's code of conduct, that calls upon all political parties and other stakeholders to refrain from violence, particularly during the campaign period, but also on election day and in a post-election period. Now, at least publicly, parties have vehemently defended that position, basically affirming that they would refrain from inciting their supporters to violence. The Carter Center observers acknowledge that at least publicly political parties are making a concerted effort to encourage their supporters to refrain from acts of violence, particularly during campaign period. Unfortunately, it does not prevent, it does mitigate, their pledge has mitigated to some extent the level of violence during this campaign period. And by all measures, this campaign period has been much more peaceful than the previous one in 2007, during which there were many more incidents of violence between political parties, particularly between the ruling party at the time and the opposition. So far during this campaign period, we can say with a certain amount of confidence that the campaign period has been much more peaceful across the country, with fewer episodes of violence, fewer clashes between the ruling APC party and the opposition, namely the SLPP.
You were saying that all of them have signed that pledge, correct?
Yes. It is signed, originally signed in 2006. The Code of Conduct for Political Parties that was originally signed in 2006, that parties reaffirmed, recommitted to in 2012, the all 10 registered political parties. So there have been concerted efforts by political parties, but also by NEC, the Political Parties Registration Commission, as well as the Sierra Leone Police and the Office of National Security to raise awareness about the need to prevent violence during the campaign period, prevent or reduce it. There's been a fairly effective public campaign across the country about the need to reduce violence before the elections, and so far it seems to have had an impact on the ground. With that said, this is no predictor for future. This is no predictor for free and fair elections. No one can predict that. But what we can say is that the campaign environment is relatively favorable to peaceful elections on November 17th. And as far as we're concerned right now, it bodes well for the future of Sierra Leone. But once again, I want to insist that we can, it's always hard to predict what the future may bring. So there's been a marketed improvement.
Gregory, so far, what has been the observation of the Carter Center about official campaigning of these parties ahead of the election?
Well, so far, the Carter Center has reported that the campaign period has been largely peaceful across the country, despite a few isolated violent incidents, notably in Freetown, as well as Bow and Kono districts. But in general, globally speaking, this campaign period has been relatively peaceful, and political parties, by and large, were able to conduct their activities and to truly assemble ahead of those elections of November 17th.
What has been the concerns that ordinary Sierra Leoneans have expressed that need to be addressed by the Electoral Commission in the run-up to the election?
There are a few shortcomings to this electoral process. One of them is the lack of voter education across the country, but particularly at the local level, which I think is a source of a concern for a number of stakeholders in Sierra Leone, including international observers ourselves, especially considering the fact that Sierra Leoneans will be voting in four different elections in one polling day for the first time in their history. On November 17th, what that means is that Sierra Leoneans will cast four different ballots was fairly novel and complex polling procedures that we fear have not been fully understood by some segments of the population.
What has been the responses of the Electoral Commission after bringing some of these concerns to their attention?
The National Electoral Commission has acknowledged that their voter education effort has been slow to begin, partly due to other activities they were conducting at the time, namely the candidate nomination process, as well as preparing for the campaigning period. With that said, since the campaign has begun, our observers have noted remarkably low level of voter education at the local level. So we feel that that issue hasn't been addressed fully by the National Electoral Commission. We do acknowledge that there has been some level of voter education at the national level, notably on national television, on the main radio stations. Voters can listen to radio jingles about voting steps, the need to claim their voter cards, and other issues. But the fact of the matter is, at the local level, especially in rural areas, in remote districts like Konadugu or Kono, voter education efforts have fallen short. So it's a source of concern for observers, international as well as national observers, domestic observers, who fear that the relatively novel and complex polling procedures designed by the National Electoral Commission may not be fully understood by some segments of the population. So the fear there is that this may cause a high incidence of spoiled ballots in some areas of Sierra Leone. So if I were to highlight one major concern, that it is that one, the lack of voter education and the impact it may have on the voting process and the high incidence of spoiled ballots in some remote areas of the country.